T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Monroe County has begun working to replace the lighting along its highways to reduce energy costs and make the lights more efficient. The project, which is expected to run through 2020, will replace the lighting infrastructure along sections of 490, 590, and Route 104. The current lights will be swapped out for LED lights. The $24 million project aims to make lights along the highway consistent and energy efficient. Its estimated savings will be approximately $150,000 per year, which is a reduction of nearly 50% compared to years past.
Good.
Get some smart bulbs in there, like make it crazy.
Of course.
Lose flashing. Just do the thunderstorm one. That'd be fun.
Several downtown buildings join Rochester International Airport. The canopy, it's being lit blue Monday night in support of the Rochester police officer, Denny Wright. On Monday, the 28-year-old Keith Williams was arrested for allegedly punching and repeatedly stabbing Wright last Friday while he was responding to a family trouble call on Peck Street in his home. Wright is still in recovery in Rochester General Hospital, and the county officials say the airport canopy will stay lit blue until Wright is discharged.
A woman in Rancho Cucamonga, California, recently posted a rant on a neighborhood Facebook page with a message for her neighbors this Halloween. Quote, "Over the last 3 Halloweens, cheap candy has somehow infiltrated our community, and it has to stop." She adds that while dum-dums, smarties, and Jolly Ranchers might be okay for other cities nearby, quote, "We are an affluent neighborhood, and this status should be reflected in our candy provisions for Halloween." So she's begging her neighbors to start handing out full-size candy bars or giving each kid 4 to 6 fun-size bars. This post wound up on a Twitter account called Best of Next Door, and it has now since gone viral.
Is she kidding?
No, I think she's dead serious.
She needs to kick rocks, because this is just way too much.
Does she?
I think she
does.
You
might have a little Savitar Sense before later on the show.
Ooh! Governor Cuomo has signed a measure to prohibit the performance of a pelvic exam without informing consent on patients that are under anesthesia or unconscious. Cuomo announced on Monday, said the law will take effect in 180 days. Roughly a dozen states this year have introduced bills that require patients to undergo surgery, and they have to approve the pelvic exams beforehand.
How do you do that though if you're unconscious?
Well, they sign something before they go into surgery.
Okay. What if you're like unconscious going in? Just can't do it?
The pelvic exam standard practice before gynecologist surgeries, and medical students sometimes do these exams as part of their training. But the idea behind it is no one should have to worry about unauthorized procedures being done on their unconscious body. So that's kind of what the idea is behind that.
Okay.
Okay?
A few stories up online at 98pxy.com for you to check out. Lori Loughlin facing a, quote, higher sentence than Felicity Huffman in that college bribery scandal. We expected that, considering that hers was far worse than Felicity Huffman's. So yeah. She got, what was it again? Like 14 days in jail? Or, mm-hmm. Which again,
it was like a slap on the wrist.
I don't
truly
think she's going to probably serve half that, maybe any of that.
No.
Lori Loughlin could face maximum penalty, 40 years. Not seen that happening.
Yeah, I don't think so. Did you watch the Lifetime movie yet?
I did not. Have you?
Not yet, but it's on my list to do this week.
Is it out? I saw there was a trailer for it. I don't know if it's out yet.
All right. Well, I'll just continue to watch the trailer.
Over and over again. You can read up on that. Also, this is a headline that a lot of people are talking about this morning. A bride-to-be catches a groom sexually assaulting a bridesmaid and marries him anyway.
Oh, that's not good at all.
The full story, again, at 98pxy.com. Got to circle back around, though, next. A lot of people are weighing in on the mom that we talked to for today's Team PXY True Confessions. If you missed it, she is a neat freak, self-admitted, and says that she feels guilty about this, but has zero intention of allowing her son's friends to ever come over to her house for fear of them wrecking it and destroying it and making a mess.
Yep. She says, I don't want five kids in my house, ruining everything. I'm not doing it. So
I fail to see how that is going to be possible without really negatively affecting your kid's social life.
Yeah, and his ability to make friends.
And your own social life, Bob,
right,
too. But like I said, lots of moms want to jump in on this. If you want to, you can always call it 222-9800 and the Team PXY text line lighting up as well at 69822. We'll let you jump in coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.